Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills, and it's my World Cup party in the pub. Nice, real nice movie sailor work there, Becky.
Don't get me to blow it, I haven't got a clue.
Again. It's only Blue Friday. Right, so it's my World Cup party. I have one every year, but this year we've decided to put it on Radio 1, which is nice. So if you're going to be watching the football like we are, this is like the ideal warm-up. We've got some guests arriving already. Diana Vickers is here. Hi, love.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to my party.
It's a pleasure. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, you look excited. Yeah. Let me wander through here. Hi, nice people. Hi. All right, Bab. That's a nice lady that works at Radio 1. Hi, nice bar ladies.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to our party.
It's all right.
Oh, you work here?
Yeah.
And if I wander through here, Grant is here, our World Cup weekender winner. Hiya, Grant.
Hello, Scott.
This is your prize.
It's good. It's really good.
It's only just begun, Grant.
I know.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting. You're right in front of me talking to me.
Yeah. So we're going to go and meet Green Day tomorrow. How are you feeling about that?
Very excited.
The party will get going a bit more than this in a minute, Grant, so stick around.
Good.
If I come through to this room here, this is a little snug area, and look, it's the baseballs!
You have the heart, and we'll never be a world apart. But you'll be in magazines, but you'll still be my star.
Baby, cause in the dark, you can see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, when you are almost there.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, that I always be a friend, but took nobody to stick it out till the end.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Yes! Umbrella by Rihanna, covered expertly by the Baseballs. I think I may have said at the start of the show that I have a World Cup party every year.
You do, don't you?
No. That's every 4 years I have one, and now we put it on Radio 1. Who'd have thought that I would be having a World Cup party? The person that knows least about football in the whole of Radio 1. Let me just wander through to the snug. You all right, Becky?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
I'm enjoying the party. Everyone keeps quiet when we're talking. You can just carry on. Keep drinking. It's all fine.
Talk. Just have a chat. Hey, baseballs.
Hello.
I'm just in your little special room. Sorry that you're sectioned off, but it must be quite nice having your own little room.
It's this room. This looks like our...
It's hard in here, but anyway...
It looks like our rehearsal room, actually.
Taking our clothes off.
Yeah.
Now, I won't mention it again after this, but have you cheered up now after the football? Because obviously you're from Germany and earlier wasn't so great for you.
Well, it was really...
Actually, we're really big fans, you know. You know, we are in the UK and now it's our goal to support the team of England.
So, I got a half-time England today, so I still got one horse in the race.
Yeah. Okay.
And Sam also he's half Slovenian.
Yeah, my parents are from Slovenia and they're playing right now against the USA and they're leading.
See, that's what this party's all about. It's not just an England World Cup party. We're celebrating the world because it's the World Cup. Exactly. Thanks for coming along today. You seem fine about the Serbia win at the moment. To be fair,
You know, it's I think the last time Germany loses a first round game in the World Cup, they reached the final, so it's a good sign.
Okay. Okay, thanks for coming along again today, guys. Let me just wander out of the snug area. Grant, our competition winner, is here. Hey, Grant.
Hi, Scott.
The party's certainly rocking now, isn't it?
It's pumping now.
I've got someone you might want to meet, actually. Come through here. Come with me. Hi, Diana. Diana Vickers.
Aloha.
How good were the baseballs?
They were so good to see me bopping away.
You were loving it, weren't you?
I know, I love them.
Have you brought your trumpet today?
I have not, although... Oh.
I was told you were going to bring a trumpet.
Really? That would have been... I could have got up there and jammed with them a little bit.
But you do love a bit of karaoke, so maybe I could persuade you a bit later on to like have a little session with the baseballs.
Yeah, maybe after a bit of more vodka and ton. Then definitely.
Also, who needs a trumpet when you've got a vuvuzela?
Go on, have a blow, Vickers.
You'll be good at this.
Yeah.
You see?
Was that good?
You can tell. You can tell that you're used to doing that with the trumpet. Yeah. Okay. Meet Grant.
Hello,
Grant, this is Diana.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
This is his prize. This is his prize. Part of it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I also thought you might have bought some limited edition World Cup Vickers knickers.
Oh, I didn't thought. See?
See? No trumpet, no knickers.
I know, I'm a disappointment today, but I'm here in good spirit.
All right, listen, we'll chat to you again in a bit. Thank you. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. All right, everyone. Talk amongst yourselves. See, everyone's talking now. It's good. Have a couple of cones. Couple of cones for the match. Let me just walk past the baseballs. Let us know where you're having some World Cup fun today as well. 81199. Oh, thank God. Someone that finally knows about sport is here. Jake Humphrey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Scott?
Good. Tucking into your first, what is that of the day?
That's a cider.
A cider, yes. How are you?
You want some? You're not allowed.
No, I'm really not. No, not till seven.
I'm just chatting to Grant about football, actually. There's two of us that know a lot about football in here.
Does anyone else here know about football? Oh, actually, the baseballs do a bit, yeah. Actually, Sabina. This is Sabina, who is on What's Occurring at the Moment. Come through.
Hello, I'm Jake.
Sabina, Jake, Sabina. You all right, love?
I'm good, thank you.
So you brought your friends today?
Yeah, Joe and Kim.
Hi, Joe and Kim. Now, Sabina doesn't know anything about football, but she is a big fan of Germany's Next Top Model, aren't you?
Yes.
Listen, you need to speak to my wife.
Oh.
That's the person to talk to about anyone's Next Top Model. She loves all those shows.
Okay. So, Jake, you know, we've known each other for a while. You know I don't know anything about football, but you do. So Germany lost today.
Yeah.
We're not going to mention it much more because the baseballs are here and they're off of Germany.
Oh, right.
So whatever you do, like, we don't mention the football. Unlucky. All right? Yeah.
No.
So it's not just about England today, this World Cup thing that we're doing. It's people from all over. We've got Germany represented. We've got an Australian coming at some point.
No way.
Which should be good, yeah.
Wow.
What do we need to know about tonight, then?
Okay, tonight is going to be... I'm not sure what the score is in the other game. I think it's currently... USA are losing 2-1.
Right.
So if that stays as it is and England win tonight, then England, I believe they're going to their final match, knowing that the winner of that match is going to win the group, which will be fantastic for us. So, you know, a bad start to the World Cup, but things are looking up. I'd like to see Rob Green in goal, because although he dropped a howler, I think that's crossed the line, the criticism of Rob Green.
For you.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, thanks.
Got a bit too far.
Someone got the gag there. Crossed the line.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
You were trying to do a football joke on someone who didn't know anything about football.
I just
you know there's white
blank.
Lines around the pitch, don't you?
I've got no idea.
So I'd like to see Rob Green given another chance, but I think tonight's going to be great. I hope, you know, the nation get involved. And I hope, you know, Rob Green or ITV don't switch off at the wrong moment. It will be fun.
Yeah, that was a bit of a blunder, wasn't it, last time?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to play tonight? Do you know?
I think England and Algeria, I think.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Actual players.
I would like to see... Okay, if I would like to see my dream team, I would stick with Rob Green in goal. I would have Peter Crouch up front, but I don't think he will be because he's not even been mentioned by Fabio Capello, even though his scoring record for England is cracking. You know what I'm talking about, Becky, don't you?
I know all about Fabio.
Yeah.
Happy birthday today, Fabio, if you're listening.
I thought you were wishing me happy birthday there. I was like, what?
No, it's really not my birthday. Today.
And I just think England need to go out, grab the game by the scruff of the neck, no more nerves, and attack it. Go for it.
Excellent. Jake Humphrey, everybody. Thanks, Jake, for being our resident expert. Speak to you soon. This is Radio 1. I'm Scott. This is my World Cup party.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. Grant is our World Cup Weekenders winner this week. Where are you from again, Grant?
Lincoln.
Yeah. Who have you brought with you today?
My girlfriend, Laura.
Who's a massive Green Day fan.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
There she is.
So tomorrow you get an actual dressing room to get ready in at Wembley. Pretty cool. look at that. And then we go and meet Green Day. What are your first words going to be? No, that will freak them out. And they will run off.
Not even a word.
It's just a scream. Maybe, yeah, have a think about that tonight anyway. Just have a glass of wine and have a nice think about it. Grant, apparently something's happened in the football. Am I right?
It has, yeah.
Oh! Breaking news.
USA have scored once, but I think... It's offside, it's all right.
Oh, false alarm.
So, as it stands now, it means that if we score a few goals tonight and then beat Slovenia last game, we will win the group.
Right.
But if Slovenia win, then chances are England have to win.
Right.
What am I talking about to you?
I just went blank again. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. That. Do you want a sports job? Because you honestly know what you're talking about, don't you? Really good. Not that I'm surprised,
it's easy against you.
It really is, yeah. You could be telling me anything. I'd be like, yeah, well. Comedy Dave has just arrived. He's talking to Jake Humphreys, not listening to me at all. Hi, Dave. And Tim Minchin is here. Hey, Tim.
Hi.
Welcome along to my World Cup party.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that I'm here.
Why?
I don't know. Suddenly, this is happening.
Yeah.
Suddenly, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something. 3:67.
Quarter to five, yeah.
And I've got a beer, and I was hungover a minute ago.
Oh, no. It started again.
And I've lost my wallet today, so I'm in a grumpy lose-your-wallet mood.
Oh, no.
But now, all of a sudden, I'm happy. And
halfway through a beer already.
I'm halfway through a beer, and Grant is here from Lincoln.
Yes. We're all here, aren't we, Tim?
Yeah. It's
fabulous.
Amazing.
Are you supporting Australia in the World Cup?
Well, I suppose. I mean, I don't know if that does any good.
Are they doing well?
No, they're not good this time. They were good last time.
Is that the Socceroos?
The Socceroos, yeah. It's a combination of the word soccer and roo. Yeah.
Mm. And why did they say that?
Because they're just clever people with words in Australia. Us.
We've just invited people who are doing quite rubbish in the World Cup, by the looks of it, today, because the baseballs aren't so...
They're German and they've had a bad day.
They have, yeah. But it's not getting you down.
No,
your wallet's getting you down more, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm not really, really sad. I consider myself English as well, and I hope they win now that Australia. Now it turns out Australia are really bad, but it seems that maybe England's really bad as well.
Yeah, it's a bit rowdy in here, isn't it? Now, shut up.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Carry on.
We're doing really good radio.
We're on the radio.
About football.
Now, Tim. Yeah. When we last saw you, did a song for me.
Oh yeah.
Which went like this.
Millsy, Millsy, moves me and thrills me, always fulfills me, though it sucks when he bills me. Oh, Scott, you are everything I'm not, and yet you give me all I've got, and your freezer holds a lot.
Went on like that, really.
It's really good.
It is good.
That obviously, it was relevant at the time.
Yeah, you kind of had to be there a year ago or so.
Yeah. Which we just assume your listeners all were. Yeah, they're obsessive. Yeah. They listen to the radio once a year.
Now, I have noticed, just from the texts that come into my show, that you you never play that on your live shows.
No, it hasn't crossed over.
Any reason for that at all?
No. I just...
Do you ever get any requests for it?
No.
No, I didn't.
No, I've judged my audience don't care about that song. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I should test it.
Maybe just once. I mean, don't you have some new shows coming up?
Yeah, I've got some shows coming up in December, and they're going to be pretty big, so I think I'll wait until I have everything at stake. And any moment of failure can ruin my career, and then I'll
then
try
do it.
Would you do
that for me?
That'd be fine. Fabulous. If you come and dance in your undies.
That's no problem. Now, you helped us out with our musical last year when we did Scott Mills the Musical.
How did it go?
It was 5-star reviews.
Really?
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah.
Well, just 1 5-star review. But it went surprisingly
one of the newspapers written by a high school children.
Yeah. No, it was,
oh my God, this is the best show I ever saw.
Yeah, it went fine. And you've got your musical coming up, which is probably...
Yeah, I've done a musical.
Yeah?
I doubt it will be 5 stars, but...
Well, it's something to strive for.
Yeah. It's in November in Stratford.
Is it?
You have to go to Stratford to see it, because the Royal Shakespeare Company are doing it.
What is it?
It's Roald Dahl's Matilda. But in a musical form. Roald Dahl didn't write the musical. I did, with Dennis Kelly. It's going to be really amazing.
Sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's people singing songs about throwing children by the hair and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just wondering if it wouldn't... I mean, tuck into your beer, feel free, but would you be able to do some kind of, like, World Cup Scott Mills song for us today? Because I know you're just good at making it up.
I doubt it.
Would you?
I doubt it. But it's so unfair that you just asked me on air. It's like you deliberately did that, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't check with you beforehand.
I should just say no, and then when we're off air, give you a little punch.
Punch, yeah.
A little small punch. Look, we'll see how much beer I drink.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a party. I guess it's your day off today, but, I just thought I'd ask.
Well, the Americans haven't scored a third goal, have they?
I have no idea.
He's trying to get away from the subject.
Yeah, he is. Thanks for coming to the party today. Would you normally be in a pub watching the football this time on a Friday if it was happening?
No, probably. I might be, yeah. Look, it's not very normal. The circumstances aren't normal.
It's not normal, is it? I'm sorry about your wallet. Is there anything I can do about that?
Look,
buy him lots of drinks.
Yeah.
All right.
And
give him your wallet.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
Or just if you could go to the bus garage in North London and just go through all the buses.
Okay, fine. Okay. We'll do that after. Radio 1 Podcasts. Oh, someone's got a Vuvuzela app. Put it away. There's always one. Let me just go through to the snug area. And look, it's my friends the Baseballs. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Now, I was reading something about you today, and it may be one of those Wikipedia things that just isn't true, but I read that you can all do any character from any episode of The Simpsons.
Actually, it's, the main characters, for example, Homer Simpson. There are some episodes, for example, where you can Homer Simpson see doing things where he is really angry or something like that.
Yeah, you know, Digger is very good in imitating.
We can't really Homer imitate Simpsons. Every character of The Simpsons. That would be too much. But I think, actually, in America, they just have four or six people that do all the voices, all the voices of the characters. So, for example, one girl does Lisa and Bart Simpson, and the guy who does Homer Simpson does.
Maybe
also
you should just
Mr.
imitate
Burns.
One of them.
Maybe. that would be good.
But I was talking about football, and I just want to give another kind of culture. You know, it's
I want to talk about The Simpsons. Let's do it. Let's talk.
Yeah, sorry for that.
Ronaldo.
So, what are we talking about now?
No, I still want to talk about The Simpsons.
Just
I'm just trying
Simpsons
to get an impression out of you, to be honest, love.
Okay. So you want to? Okay, I'm just saying. You know, there's this episode where Homer Simpson recognizes there's a keyboard on the floor in a toy store, and he steps on the keyboard, and then he recognizes, oh, it makes music, and it goes like, whoa. 1, 2, 3, clock, 4, clock, rock, 5, 6, 7, rock, woo, rock, do. You know, and it's
that was incredible.
You have to see the episode. Then it's now it is a little bit boring. I must confess, but
you look crazy. You look crazy. Yeah.
No, don't talk yourself down. It was brilliant. It was entertaining. People loved it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, maybe I should leave the baseballs and make something out of The Simpsons.
Right. Okay. I know you're going to do a football song for us now, which is a football classic. Don't tell us what it is. Okay. It's not Vindaloo. Now, is it true that this is quite a popular song in Germany?
It is a quite popular song all over the world because it's so good and it's such a really cool composition. And that's actually the reason why we choose to make it.
Yeah, okay. And we have some good relations with that as a German football fan. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's not say what it is, but I think all football fans everywhere will enjoy this special version of the track The Baseballs, my house band, are about to play. Take it away, boys.
They've seen it all before. They just know they're so sure. The hoopers gonna throw it away, gonna blow it away. But I know they can play, 'cause I remember 3 miles on a shirt, 2 remains to leave. No more years of hurt, no more need for dreaming.
Podcast. It's Friday, and this is Radio 1, and it's my World Cup party, people! Yay! Yes, in the pub, and Comedy Dave is here.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are
Thanks
you?
Thanks for coming to my party.
It's my pleasure, thank you for inviting me.
Who would have thought that I would be having a World Cup party?
It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, for anybody that knows you as well as we do, football's not massive on your agenda.
Not big.
Not huge. But I think credit to you for the fact that you've embraced this World Cup in South Africa.
By being in the pub,
you know. And if there's an excuse for doing the show from the pub, then heck, you're the man.
That's right. How did your alternative red button commentary go earlier, please?
It was tremendous, I think. Hopefully. I mean, after the success of Tuesday.
Well, I've got a bit of Tuesdays here to play. Let's relive those magical moments.
The teams are coming out now.
I think they're the officials, the teams follow
just
them.
Just behind them.
Slovakia on the ball now as whoever he is runs down and tries to So are we right in saying that Chris Wood from New Zealand, is he West Brom?
Just have a check on the team sheet there. Chris Wood, I don't have on my list. Referee once again awarding a free kick. No, he hasn't been thrown.
Well done.
Interesting thing about the Slovakian language is names like that don't have any vowels. Or except the A.
Apart from A.
Yeah, on the A.
I think that went really well.
It's been an amazing success.
So it's been you and Chris Moyles providing alternative commentary on the BBC Red Button.
Yeah, but what you have to appreciate is the fact that you just played, you know, a very small bit, you know, there. But you have to understand
that we had sense than that.
No, it didn't. I mean, that's the thing. We had that sort of inane drivel, but for 90 minutes, which is an awful long time, both for us and for anybody that had to sit through it.
Highlights of today's alternative commentary?
Serbia won, obviously, which was exciting. I mean, we try and put over a completely unbiased report, obviously being the BBC, but we secretly wanted Serbia to win, so we might have been been booing the German chants. But it was all good. It was all good. Excellent. We tried to bring our own style to commentary.
Thanks for coming to my party.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
What are you drinking there? Some beer?
This is an apple juice.
Oh, yeah, it is. So it is. It's the same colour as beer, though.
Yeah, it's like that. Well, do you know what? It's actually not. Try it. Look. It's not beer. It's apple juice. Is that Irish apple juice?
It'll be cider, then.
Yeah. It's made from apples.
Oh, Liza Doolittle is here as well. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Really great. How
on
are
the
you?
Wine, I like that.
Apple juice as well.
Oh, is it? Same colour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you're actually following the football. You love it, don't you?
I do, but I'm a huge Arsenal fan, so when it comes to England, I'm actually not that much in the know.
Right.
But I do follow, of course.
You've lost Scott completely there.
Have you noticed with every single football thing that anyone tries to drag me into, my eyes just glaze over.
I saw you do that 2-point thing where you glaze, you looked at me, and then you glazed again. Radio 1
Podcast. People, can we have a bit of hush in the pub, please, now? Because we're going to play a game called Oh, What's Occurring? But with a football twist.
Occurring.
Good, eh? Right, we're going to have a three-way today. So we're going to have Becky. Oh, Becky is normal.
You didn't warn us about this. You've just sprung it on us.
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Vickers is going to have a go as well.
I am indeed.
Thank you. And Sabina, who is our reigning champion on
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you enjoying my World Cup party?
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's all right, isn't it? Are your friends having a good time?
Yeah.
Excellent. It's kind of really nice to meet you in person because
you
know that wouldn't normally happen. No. Know what's a current contestant, so it makes you a bit special.
Yeah.
It does. Okay. So it's football related. Oh, what's occurring today? Here is your first situation.
What's occurring?
You know, Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave.
Uh huh.
Now they've been doing alternative football commentaries this week. You can press your red button on the TV and you can get their commentary instead of the normal BBC commentators.
Yeah. Dave is looking so worried right now as to what we're about to...
It's all fine, Dave. It's all fine. Just drink up the apple juice. If you are fed up with commentators kind of knowing their stuff, what the players' names are, etc., then Chris and Dave's commentaries are certainly for you. If you are fed up with commentators know the score, then they are certainly also for you. On your red button... here's my question on goal. What's occurring? In their commentary the other day, when New Zealand played Slovakia, how many puns did Chris and Dave get into the commentary? Starting with you, Diana.
Can I go second?
But why?
Because I want to hear their answer.
I'll go first if you want.
Okay, go on then, Becky.
422.
Really? I was going to say 8. Okay, no, I'll do another one. I'm going to go with 250.
250 says Diana Vickers. And Sabina.
I'm going to say 12.
Okay. So we've got 250, 12, and 422.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's find out. it might get annoying. Here is Chris and Dave on the red button the other day. New Zealand playing Slovakia with their puns.
New Zealand playing from left to right in their all-white strip. And they certainly look all-white to us. And Mucha has Mucha to thank for having the ball in his large hands.
He's lifted up his flag. Hope he's got deodorant on. It's going to be hot today.
Yep. Talking of which, actually, lynx is one of the animals associated most with Slovakia.
Hey, Dave, I've just got a job at the local bowling alley.
Tenpin?
That's permanent.
32 minutes on the clock. New Zealand, somewhere I've never been, but apparently it's a beautiful country. Capital, I think, is called Wellington, like the boot. And boot it, they really do want to do into the back of the net.
Looks like it's going to be a good game. It could be a goal fest, not to be confused with goal feast or meat feast, which is what I'm having for my lunch.
But that'll be all white so far for New Zealand, and they certainly did strike it lucky there. You know, that Eric Rice, he's certainly one of my kind of people. Killen, of course, who plays for Middlesbrough, to be replaced by Chris Wood.
And who wouldn't?
Number 9 for New Zealand, Schmelz.
And this pizza smelts in my mouth.
Big fan of tucking his shirt into his jeans as well. Very high waistline. But the scoreline here in Rustenburg. Nice. New Zealand 0, Slovakia 1 still.
What do you call a secret agent who's also a fish, Dave?
Octopussy.
No. James Pond.
Incredible selection, Dave. Oh, you did really well. You did real well. Anything you want to say? Step up to the mic.
Deeply embarrassing.
Sorry, in front of
a
whole pub full of people watching you as well.
especially with a succession of Michael Barrymore puns as well, which is probably ill-advised.
Yeah,
I've never seen your wife, Lovely Jane, look so proud of you, Dave.
She gave you a reassuring squeeze. Yeah, it's all fine. She's
now hung her head in shame.
Wincing with embarrassment.
I'm just asking for... Really? Scores from the one that doesn't speak. Sabina, you were bang on. It was 12. Go on!
Yeah!
Okay, next one. You know the actual proper BBC commentators on telly?
Yeah.
Well, they play a game, I don't know if you know this, where they try to get well-known song lyrics into their commentaries. Did you know that? Anybody?
No.
And they did it again last night. Anyone notice that?
No.
Can I ask the pub to pipe down a bit, please? We're playing a game here.
Cutler cans.
I've always wanted to do that.
So demanding.
I've always wanted to do that.
Dream has come true.
You've left your lights on. The Blue Astras left your lights on. Right. Anyway, so they were at it again last night, trying to get well-known song lyrics into their commentaries. During the France-Mexico match, they did keep slipping in a few song lyrics. My question to you all is this. During the second half of the France v Mexico match, how many song lyrics did the commentators get in? Let's start with Sabina.
13.
13. Vicarus?
I'm going to go with 8.
8. Beku?
16.
Okay. There's only one way to find out. Here's those sneaky BBC commentators getting the song lyrics into their commentary again.
Ribery. France just cranking it up. Oh!
So hard to get that down. Get that down. I think it's frustration. It's just the way
we feel. This is Osorio.
About Jack and Diane. Two American kids growing up in the heartland.
Go, Hoop. Go, Hoop.
Skip to Maluta. Skip to Maluta. Skip to Maluta. Skip to Maluta now.
Garden. All in all, it's just a hell of a break.
the top of the wall. Evra. Evra. Always up for a laugh, she's a pain. Galas. Every time that we meet, I skip a heartbeat.
What an impressive selection there. Like, it's just the way
some of those don't count.
What? Which ones don't count?
A pain in the galas.
Which one was that?
Heartbeat.
Oh, okay. Let me just hear that again just to check. I'm sure they said that.
Galas.
This one is particularly good, actually.
Skip, skip, skip to Maluda. Skip, skip, skip to Maluda. Skip, skip, skip to Maluda. Skip, skip, skip Maluda now.
Vickers, you were right on 8.
Yeah!
Which means we have... You did kind of, yeah, you did kind of win.
Kind of.
But there's only two situations today, so it's a kind of draw between you and
that's
Sabina.
Okay.
That means, Sabina, you can come back on Monday.
Cool.
And you can't, because...
Oh, no.
Oh, well, never mind, eh? Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. That was a special goal. What's occurring? I think that worked.
What's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.